Good afternoon there, Tal.
Oh, hi. I'm not sure if you can help me. Hopefully you can.
Mm-hmm.
I've been using Zoho CRM and whatnot. I have a Zoho One account. Anyway, I've been using that for a couple of years, and I had a couple of landlines with the Twilio account when I wanted to bring them across. I had to port the numbers across because Zoho was, Twilio wasn't one of the telephones.
Are those VoIP numbers?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, so I'm just having some... just having some issues with just Zoho PhoneBridge, and it's just not really working for me. And I just had a look and saw that Airtel was one of the listed telephony providers in the marketplace. So just sort of call and just see sort of what the process would be.
How many numbers are we looking at?
It's just two. I mean, and I don't even have to bring two across. One is just a backup number.
How many numbers did you want to bring across?
Well, I guess it depends on, like, what's the sort of, is there a cost to having multiple numbers, like more cost to having multiple numbers, or like if I bring it across, can it just sit there doing nothing?
Well, you can do whatever you want with it. You've got several
like
plans.
Whatever the fee I pay, you know, just for the number each month with Zoho, that's, you know, that's fine. But, I bring two across, I guess. Let's just keep it easy. Sorry.
Okay. If it's just a plain cat package that there's zero cost to bring them across, then it depends on what you do with the numbers. The numbers, well, you just want them there to receive calls. You're going to make calls from these numbers. How do you use these numbers?
Yeah, at the moment, 90% of the time, it's just inbound. Pretty important that, they come through. I can use my mobile to call out, but... occasionally, I've been using, from my desk, I'll make calls using the landline, you know, through my computer. But I don't have to do that if it's, like, a massive cost. But, I mean, I'm not too concerned if I can't, yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's two different plans that we have.
Yep.
Hang on, I'm just going to pull it out now. Hang on a sec. So let's have a look. Are you on a NBN network or private network or anything like that?
Oh, no, we're just like, Starlink. We're on, Starlink. Yeah, so it's a home-based business.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So there's a pay-as-you-go plan, which is $10 a month.
Yeah,
And that covers, I think it covers you up to about 200 minutes or something like that.
Okay.
But if you're gonna be making calls, then we've got a plan that's unlimited calls to mobile landlines and stuff like that around Australia, which is $24.95 a month.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's not expensive. So how this works, normally what we do, Starlink. Look, I've heard a lot of good things and bad things about Starlink. It just depends on what you're using it for.
We just don't have a choice. Like in terms of the call, like in quality of calls, it hasn't been a big issue. But we just don't have a choice where we are. We're rural. So
okay, this is what I was going to say. If you're rural, or if you're within the is it possible if you could just give me an idea what the address is so I can just have a look? See what you've
got. You can have a look. It's 282.
282?
Elwood Road, ELLWOD. Yep, in Applethorpe. We've had people come out with, from NBN and whatnot. We even signed up once and then the guy came out with his testing thing and he's like, mate, you got no chance. So...
what was the area? Apple?
Applethorpe.
Thorpe, how do you spell that? F-O-O-P?
Yeah. It's Apple. It's one word, but it's A-P-P-L-E-T-H-O-R-P-E.
Applethorpe. sorry.
Yeah.
No, what's the postcode out there?
Yeah, 4378.
That's out in Queensland somewhere, yeah?
Yeah, in the bush.
all right, just give me 2 seconds. Let me just do a bit of a search on what you got out there. I know you got the satellite through Starlink.
Yeah.
We were going to sign up with them, but then we just heard a few things that didn't sort of catch our attention too well. All right, just...
Oh, yeah, it's hard. It's hard. You don't get any support or anything if you got issues, and, you know. But they're few and far between for us.
Yeah. Yeah, but the Australian government needs to get a few things sorted out there with the rural areas. Yeah. I know in some areas you've got the wireless network, MEN Wireless, which is a lot better than Starlink, I can guarantee
There are a few people that have it, but it's just our particular location. It's all to do with, it's like the line of sight and, heights. And we're actually quite high up, 1,000 metres above sea level here. But then there's all these sort of things blocking. Trust me, we've had people come out here and they get up on the roof and, you know, we'd have to put a massive tower in and we're just, not that keen, but...
You shouldn't. I mean, you shouldn't have to do that. The government should be able to provide something for you. I mean, that's what they
normally
do. At some
point.
But how many people live in your area?
In my specific...
The actual postcode itself.
In the postcode, there's 700 people.
Oh, shit, no, they won't touch that.
Yeah. trust me, we phone reception alone is a problem. You know, I mean, we actually have better internet, we have better internet connectivity than we do phone reception in most places. And there's a doctor who is a mobile doctor around here, and he actually has these massive antennas and they use radios to communicate because the Telstra network is so bad out here.
I think they took away they took out the HMDM 19,000, which was really good out there towards your area. I don't know why they did that.
Yeah.
And they took away up to the 3G, which they shouldn't have. Bloody idiots. But that's, what do you do, mate?
Yeah.
Okay, let me just, where are we? Okay, so the street name is Elwood Road. Elwood. Right, I've got that one. And the suburb is Applethorpe. And street number is 282. Queensland, postcode. 4378. Yeah. you haven't even got a location ID now to say no. All right. So so what we do normally is we get you to sign up with us, then we just transfer what we do is report your numbers over.
Yeah.
Depending on how the numbers are locked up. Who are they? Who you got your numbers with? Starlink or Telstra?
No, the numbers are with Zoho. So they're
Zoho's namely as normally they are a CRM product. So I don't know why they're doing that.
Oh well, so they have their own basic. So what happened was, I originally had the numbers with Twilio, and then set up my Twilio. You know, online.
I haven't heard of those ones.
Yeah, so they're massive, huge. They just do, online systems, so VoIP, that sort of stuff. And anyway, so the numbers got moved to Zoho so I could integrate them with the CRM. From there... it's kind of just been hit and miss, and now it's really miss.
But with the numbers, do you use physical handsets or just a soft phone?
No, just soft. So, So when they come through on my mobile, they've stopped. Yeah, well, they've stopped coming through on the mobile, and now I can't even see for the last 4 days. I can't see missed calls on the desktop even. So there's something seriously going wrong.
What software are you using? What soft phone platform are you using?
Well, it's Zoho phone.
Oh, Zoho. Oh, okay, so you're using the actual Zoho VoIP platform. All right. Well, that could be a problem. Yeah, I'll tell you why. Let me just check something here. So they probably might be using the 3CX platform, I think. Let me just double check. Okay. Would they be using what they call a Z dialer by any chance?
Maybe.
That's what I see. So it could be a software issue.
Hmm.
We use Ringtel. Ringtel there's a few different levels, depending on what you need it for. There's a very basic level, then goes up to other levels, depending on the features and all that you want to use. However, if it's just for receiving calls and making calls and nothing else, well, you just go on a basic level and that's it. So that way you've got no interferences with anything else that's within the actual phone device that you're using. So you probably be using the mobile phone, you download the software and that's it.
Yeah,
we do the same thing. We send you out a QR code. You just that, and it just sets itself up automatically, and away you go.
Yeah. Okay.
So you can have your own. You can actually log in and do your own stuff on the actual platform itself.
Yeah.
So if that's any help, the thing is that porting the number over can take anything up to 3 to 5 days, working days. Sometimes it takes a little bit less. It just depends on if there's any backlog on the actual upstream.
That's okay. What I'll do is I've got the number. I've got your website open here anyway, because I started a chat. So I'm going to just send another request for support. And
just double check just to see if it's a software issue.
Yeah.
Maybe the software might need to be updated, because a lot of these softwares every now and then they normally send you out and say, look, it's like Windows. If you don't update your Windows or anything like that, it can have some sort of an issue. But hey, listen, you know, if it's not that, and it could be just the actual platform itself and software not working on it, the back end, whatever, or you've properly reached. I mean, how long have you been with the Zoho platform?
2 years.
It just all of a sudden just stopped working.
Yeah, I mean, it rings. Like if you call, it rings. But now basically, it doesn't ring on the phone. It only rings on the desktop, and then. Because normally I keep my dashboard open and I refresh my screen and whatever.
on your tower, your PC, but not on your phone.
Yeah, but it also is not logging all my missed calls. So
I don't.
No, it's all right. Look, I'll get back onto them, but I just noticed Airtel was one of the.
We've got our own platform. We don't use any inbound or outbound third party. We just have our own data centers and all that. So just to give you an idea, we've had people using the same numbers and all that for many, many years, and we've never had any problems. It's just a VoIP system.
Yeah.
So you shouldn't be having any problems at all. whether it's a soft phone or your desktop or laptop or whatever.
Yeah. So, no, that's cool. But yeah, look, I'll just, I'll get onto their support again and, yeah, at least I know I can call Airtel and get someone on a Saturday. So,
well, we're 24/7
Yeah, so if I switch over, which looks like I probably will, but I'll just find out from them, you know.
Yeah, just give them a call.
Yeah, appreciate your time with that. Anyway.
Yeah, switching you over is not a problem at all. Look, sometimes it could happen in less than bloody a couple of hours. As I said, it just depends on the on the upstreamer and if there's got any backlog and stuff like that. But normally one or two numbers, it shouldn't take that long. But we normally say 3 to 5 days just in case.
Yeah, no worries. All right, thanks, mate. Appreciate it.
All right, cheers, mate. Have a good day. Bye.
You too. Bye.